A Tampa Bay Times poll shows only 48% of likely voters say they'll vote to legalize medical marijuana. Even a University of North Florida poll, which has consistently shown the highest numbers of supporters among likely voters, dropped from 80% to 68%. But United for Care's Yes on 2 campaign manager Ben Polera says he isn't surprised by the results of the polls.
You know, I would agree that, you know, support has probably slipped in the last couple of weeks, and, you know, that tends to happen when you face a statewide barrage of misleading negative ads and are outspent by on a 10-to-1 basis over two straight weeks in a state.
Polera says his campaign is just starting to spend money on a statewide ad campaign and voter outreach.
I think if we can get across our message, not even on a 1-to-1 basis of what the opposition is doing, but get it out there, in some substantial form, I think we're going to pull this thing out.
Constitutional amendments need 60% plus one vote to be adopted. Amendment 2 would authorize patients to use medical marijuana under a doctor's care for debilitating conditions. For WFSU News, I'm Donald Debevoise.